Hare Krishna. Gopalilodhar asks a question. He says, what meditation can help us be absorbed in kirtan, in chanting the holy name, and not in enjoying the music and the sound of instruments and chanting? This is a topic that's common to all forms of devotional service, but of course especially so to chanting Hare Krishna, to kirtan. Devotional service generally falls in three categories: in the modes of nature, and one category beyond the mode of nature. When someone practices devotional service without any knowledge, without any real purpose, have no understanding of the goal of devotion or why they're chanting, they have no real foundational knowledge, then that's called devotional service in the mode of ignorance. When on the other hand someone engages in devotional service or chants Hare Krishna for some gain, some fruit, someone wants to become recognized as a great kirtanier, someone wants to make money by chanting Hare Krishna, it increases their own prestige, that's devotional service in the mode of passion, that's kirtan in the mode of passion. When I want to enjoy the music, my motivation, my purpose for chanting in mode of ignorance, there's no motivation. In mode of passion, the motivation is to enjoy. So I want to chant Hare Krishna because I want to enjoy a good dance, a good sing. It's pleasurable to me. It's a type of enjoyment that I can really go along with. That's devotional service in the mode of passion. And when someone wants to chant Hare Krishna because they want to become purified, they want to advance in spiritual life, they know that this is the way in order to become free of all sinful reaction and go forward in Krishna consciousness, then that's devotional service in the mode of passion, ignorance, excuse me, devotional service in the mode of goodness. I was just distracted by something here. And when one is simply thinking, let me glorify Krishna, let me please Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, and that's their motivation, then that's transcendental, that's spiritual. And that means that when one chants just with the motivation that I want to please Krishna, automatically they will enjoy transcendental pleasure. Automatically they will also enjoy chanting, because the chanting itself is susukam gautumaveya. It's very joyful, it's very pleasing, it's a very wonderful divine activity. That's the consequence, but that's the result, not the purpose. So when we talk about, or at least in relationship to this meditation that Gopalilodhar is talking about, I'm not talking about the process of smaran, what should we think while we're chanting, but our underlying mood, our underlying motivation should always be, let me glorify Krishna, let Krishna be pleased, let Krishna be recognized by this chanting. If I chant on the streets, people will glorify, will recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I chant before the deity, then I can express my attachment, appreciation, love for the Lord through the chanting of the holy name. And that should be the purpose. This is why I'm chanting. And whether I enjoy the kirtan or don't enjoy the kirtan, whether people recognize me or not, whether I advance in Krishna consciousness or not, that's not my main purpose. My purpose is that Krishna be pleased with me, and that he be glorified. Hare Krishna.